From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. International aid begins to flow in following Nepal's devastating earthquake. The World Food Program has begun the urgent need of distributing food and medicine around Gorkha, near the epicenter of last Saturday's devastating 7.8 magnitude earthquake in Nepal. Helicopters are loaded with emergency supplies, including tents, blankets, and rice. Jeff Pinnock, an emergency officer with WFP, describes what's needed.
More helicopters, more personnel, and certainly more relief supplies, including medical teams, shelter, tents. Water and sanitation and food are obviously needed.
Nearly 5,500 are known to have died from Saturday's quake and subsequent aftershocks. Twice that many were injured, tens of thousands made homeless. With many frustrated by what they say is a slow response by the government, thousands gathered in Kathmandu Wednesday looking to board buses to leave the city and reach their families in outlying areas. More street protests in Burundi Wednesday as demonstrators oppose President Pierre Nkurunziza's third-term bid in June elections, insisting it violates the Constitution. At least six killed so far in clashes this week. The UN Security Council has appealed for calm. U.S. official Tom Malinowski was due to arrive Wednesday in the capital, Bujumbura. Marie Harf is a U.S. spokesperson in Washington.
He looks forward to the opportunity to talk with Burundian officials as well as other Burundian stakeholders about the current situations and ways to defuse tensions and create an environment for peaceful, inclusive, and credible elections.
Mr. Malinowski, the Assistant Secretary of State for Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor, said he is disappointed Mr. Nkurunziza is violating the 2005 Arusha Peace Accord that ended civil war in Burundi, but added it's not too late to stay the path to peace and democracy. This is VOA News. UN Special Envoy to Libya Bernardino Leon told the UN Security Council Wednesday he hopes the two sides in the conflict will reach a power-sharing agreement soon, perhaps next week. He has offered a draft agreement to representatives of Libya's rival governments. Mr. Leon has been working since January on forming a national unity government to end the chaos that's gripped the nation for 4 years since dictator Muammar Gaddafi was ousted.
There are two tracks that have not started to work yet. One is the security track, and we would like to have direct face-to-face meetings as soon as possible. And the other one is the tribal leaders or tribal sheikhs track that should start to meet also soon. So we have discussed with the Council these issues. They have expressed concern, first of all, about the timing. The international community would like to see an agreement in Libya before Ramadan. Ramadan, as you know, starts on June 17th. So this is the ideal framework, and this is what I heard today.
Mr. Leon repeated there is no military solution to the crisis in Libya. Iran's foreign minister said the interception of a cargo ship Tuesday in Iranian waters in the Strait of Hormuz was a commercial legal matter. Mohammad Javad Zarif, speaking in New York Wednesday, said the MV Maersk Tigris, a Marshall Islands-flagged vessel, was involved in a long-standing Iranian court case over monetary claims.
It's not a security issue or a political issue. For us, freedom of navigation in the Persian Gulf is a must, and we are prepared not only to respect it ourselves, but we call upon all others to respect freedom of navigation. The ship was asked to come to port. It refused. And our naval forces took action to escort it to the port.
Iranian ships intercepted the Tigris as it was crossing the strait, then ordered it further into Iranian waters. When the ship's master ignored the first warning, the Iranians fired shots across the bow and boarded the vessel. U.S. officials called the actions inappropriate. Togo's main opposition leader Wednesday rejected provisional results from Saturday's election that secured a third five-year term for incumbent President Faure Gnassingbé. Jean-Pierre Fabre, his main challenger, called the results wrong and needed to be canceled. In Mali, gunmen exchanged fire with soldiers, jeopardizing peace talks between the government and a Tuareg separatist alliance. Fighters from the Tuareg-led Coordination for the Movement of Azawad reportedly ambushed military positions in the central town of Lir near the Mauritanian border. The latest incident followed violence in northern Mali a day earlier that killed two troops and a child. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon on Wednesday called for an immediate halt to the fighting in Mali. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.